another ooky spooky session begins. This is your reading for Wednesday, May 29th. If you would like to see the spread, go to LVX Media Net on Instagram, TikTok, or YouTube. Our cards today. The theme is the Queen of Cups. The keywords here are kindness, intuitive, or supportive. The tool card is the Sun. This is confidence, optimism, and vitality. The obstacle is the inverted King of Swords, this irrational, cold, and controlling. The advice card is the Five of Wands. The message here is to find what energizes you and make it your mission to manifest it. Our sixth instinct today is humble. This is the portal of limitless improvements. Our angel number today is the Quad 5. This is clarity. The keywords are great transformation, opportunity, and forward progress. Our true intention is the Vent card. The message on this one is, I have to get this off my chest. All right, let's put this whole thing together and look at what we have here. As I was putting this together at the very beginning, I wanted to, I placed a little bet with myself, and I think that this is going to be a really awesome day. So, the Queen of Cups. This archetype is one of an understanding, compassionate, patient, and nurturing matriarch. She can connect with people at an emotional level and is able to make sound decisions based on mutual honesty and fairness. In the theme position, this card can be taken to mean a few things. First, this one is a bit external. A wise, non-familial woman, like not your auntie or your mom or anything, or your grandmother, a non-familial woman will play a prominent role in our lives as a mentor. Second, the Queen is a message. It's guiding us inward, wherein we should take good account and good care of our hearts to allow ourselves to be outwardly compassionate towards others. Third, this archetype could be the role that we will be playing for the people we care about, being an emotional anchor for them. I can't say which of these applies to you without knowing you, but I'm going to try to loop these back in as we go through the reading, because, like, I mean, that's a lot of fucking options, right? So the tool card today, fucking bananas. This is seriously good. How do we maximize the power of the Queen of Cups? The Sun. It represents abundance and radiance, like no shit. But it is such that our light will shine on others as well, like secondhand shine. It coincides perfectly with interpretation 3 about being the anchor for other people. So I think I would take this to mean that we can be the anchor for others by being a bright light in their lives, the secondhand shine. We can do this by leading by example, helping others through their difficulties, being a strong and warm and caring friend. Or if our successes are great enough, then maybe we can take our friends out, or we can gather up and have a good time. And, you know, we can try to bring some happiness into the lives of other people. Now, the obstacle card is kind of rough. The inverted King of Swords is a character that misuses his strength to manipulate and dominate others. In the context of the reading, I would take this to mean it's a temptation to take advantage of people who come to us for guidance or support, especially those that we don't have too much of an emotional attachment to. To be completely honest with you, and maybe this is just me, but I think this is a really easy pitfall to avoid if we follow the DBAA method. Don't be an asshole. It's pretty simple. Speaking of which, the sixth instinct is a reminder to be humble. This is a good time. I like to bring this one up as often as I can. The Wheel of Fortune, that card's meaning that however great our fortunes may be right now, life can and will cycle forward relentlessly. It's just the march of time. And we might find ourselves in the same position that our friends are in now, coming to us for help, and now we need a helping hand extended to us. Stoicism, that school of philosophy, has us not allow the shining sun of today, like a very much pointed use of the word sun, to not have it blind us of the difficulties that we experienced to get to this point. So here we can embody the Queen of Cups, do the same for our loved ones. just as we hope they would do for us, which is, you know, be there for them if they're in need. However it is that you can, as much as you can. The angel number, beautiful message to tack on to an already beautiful reading. Today, it's telling us to enjoy the good that is happening around us because we earned it and deserve it. Now, that contradicts the sixth instinct a little bit, but I don't think they contradict each other so much as to negate one another. The angel number is also giving a gentle reminder under just, you know, subtle reminder that don't forget to think long term. Even though things are really awesome right now, don't forget to plan for a rainy day. I mean, that's pretty much been the theme all throughout, is to enjoy what you're getting because you deserve it, but, you know, just don't let it get to your head. I think that might be the best way to put it. So today in the true intention slot, we have one. I think that we can take it similarly to the safe space card that we got yesterday. And that's, it's a general tool to keep in the toolbox so that we have it ready at any time. In the context of today's reading, it seems to me that we are in the position to be the one lending an ear for others to vent. This is the Queen of Cups characteristics come into play here again. The advice card, I kind of saved this one at the end. It's, I think, because of how positive this reading is, with the sun shining as brightly as it is, when we have the Queen of Cups, you know, guiding our hearts, and we're like telling the inverted King of Swords to eat shit, find what excites you, find the thing that makes you happy. If you're not familiar with it, there's a Japanese school of philosophy, or a philosophical concept called ikigai. It's I don't remember all of the components off the top of my head, but there's four pieces to it, where it's find something that you love doing, that helps the world, that puts food on your table, and I don't remember the but like you get what I'm trying to say here, is find what excites you, and if you can, put some time into pursuing that, seeing how far you can take that. This, given the reading that we're getting today, this is the perfect time to maybe take a little bit of a chance and pursue our passions a little bit. I mean, you're listening to me right now. That is exactly what I'm doing. I'm taking a chance on myself here. But there you have it. That's for the cards. The stone today, yellow jasper. The best uses for this are brightening our mood and lifting our energy. It seems to me that we don't really need this one today, just based on the reading, because the reading is already extremely awesome. And to get this in addition to that, this a little extra couldn't hurt. But I think this might be the tool that we can use to attract more positivity to us. And if we are able, we can share that with the people who need it. Whether that be the people you in your life, in your immediate circles, or complete strangers. It's entirely up to you. I like to do for strangers, people who I have no idea what their names are. They don't know who I am. I probably will never see them again. But I hope that they remember that at one time, when they were down on their luck, something, just whatever the case was, I never really stopped to ask. But when they were down and they needed a hand, some random ass dude was willing to step up and help a complete stranger. The only thing that I want is for them to hopefully, I hope that they do that in return. So there you have it for sunshine. Okay. Housekeeping shit. Patreon. If you want to see how I do this, patreon.com/lvxmedianet. You can see from a bird's eye view. It's a overhead camera that I have over my workspace where I do a little ritual to put this whole thing together. There's a whole lot of stuff that goes into it. I don't want to give too much of it away. But you can see how the deck, like, I give a little bit of a thought process on why I pick the decks that I pick for the week, how the decks are shuffled, how the cards are pulled out, how the stone comes out, all of that stuff. You can have a firsthand view, and you can listen to me rant and rave about absolutely nothing. Now, questions, comments, concerns, I absolutely want to hear from you. 833-589-7637. You can call or text. It's anonymous either way. If you'd like your audio cut into the next episode after I get your whatever comments, call, go straight to voicemail. So you don't have to worry about that. You don't have to worry about me picking up, I mean to say. Or if you want, you can send voice notes on WhatsApp. The calling and leaving a voicemail is a little easier for me, but whatever, whichever one you prefer, it's entirely up to you. I don't care that much. Personal readings are available. Go to luxmediashows.com, hit the spooky button, scroll down the page a little bit, and there's a little form you can fill out. Give me names, as much detail as you're comfortable sharing. Keep in mind, if you don't give me a whole lot of detail, I can't give you a whole lot of detail in return. Is that a bit of a cop-out? I don't know. Maybe for the skeptics out there, which I count myself among that number. But there's only so much I can really say without it, without knowing anything about what you're asking about. So otherwise, it's just generalities, and that's not fun for anyone. And while you're on LuxMediaShows.com, first of all, actually, to backtrack, pick the on the spooky page, you can look through the deck art. You can see the artwork for all the different decks that I have. I have quite a few of them, and pick the one that you like if you want to get a reading, and that will be your avatar, I guess. Right, and while you're on LuxMediaShows.com, check out the other shows that we get up to over here at the Lux Media family. We have a good old time. Excuse me, that was terrible. Right, if you're into combat sports, a lot of stuff coming up, and that I'll be releasing pretty soon. Trademark. Whatever, I'm gonna stop rambling. All right, I'll see you tomorrow. Same Ookie time, same spooky place.